So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara referring back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which stated, "V'she'eni gavoya asar tefachim psula, a sukkah that is less than 10 tefachim high is pasul." We derive it from the following: Oron tisha v'kapor is tefach, hari kanasara. We know that the height of the Oron, the ark, together with the kaporis, its cover, was 10 tefachim, as the Gemara soon details. We also know from the pasuk v'ne'adati l'cha sham v'dibarti itchem al kaporis, Hashem would speak to Moshe from atop of the kaparis. The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer, Me'olam lo yorda shechina lamata, v'lo yola Moshe v'lo yohu lamarim, shenemar, ha-shemayim shemayim l'Hashem, v'ha'aretz nosam l'vni adam. Rabbi Yosi teaches that the Shechina never comes down to this world, the human domain, and Moshe and Leo never went up to the heavens, Hashem's domain. Hashem descended only until the top of the kaparis, which was 10 tefachim above the ground, and 10 tefachim is considered a separation of one domain from another. Therefore, a wall must be 10 tefachim high to be considered a halachic separation to create its own domain, and a sukkah must also have walls of 10 tefachim. The Gemara proceeds to clarify that wherever it says that Hashem descended to this world, for example, at Kabbalah Satayrah, v'yered Hashem al Har Sinai, Hashem descended only up to the point of l'malam asar tefachim, 10 tefachim above the ground. Similarly, wherever it says that Moshe Eliyahu ascended to Shemayim, as in Umoisha Allah El Hualikim, or Vayal El Yo Besar HaShemayim, it was only up to the point of Lamata Measara, 10 Tfachim, below the heavens. The Gemara now proceeds to cite sources from the Torah for the height of the Aron and Kaparis. Aron Tisha. That the Aron itself was 9 Tfachim is clearly written in the Pasuk. V'asu Aron Atzei Shitim, Amasayim V'chetzi Arkot, V'ama V'chetzi Rachboi, V'ama V'chetzi Kamasai. Its height was 1.5 Amas. And since the Amah is 6 Tefachim, it translates to 9 Tefachim. El Kapar is Tefach Menolan. As Rabbi Chanina taught in the Braisa, that unlike other Kalim of the Mishkan, where the Torah specified all their measurements, length, width, and height, for the Kapar the Torah only specified its length and width, but not its height. Therefore, Tsevu Laman Mipachash Abikalim. We should learn the height of the Kapar from the smallest of the Kalim, the Masgeres, the border of the Shulchan, the table upon which the Lechem upon them was placed. The Pasuk says, the Mizgeres was 1 tefach high, so too the Kaparis was 1 tefach high. The Gemara proceeds to eliminate other possible sources. We cannot learn from larger Kalim, because tefasta merubah loy tefasta, tefasta mu tefasta. We cannot learn from the Tzitz, which was smaller at Rachav Beis Etzbayis, 2 finger width wide. The Gemara at first says, because done in kli mekli v'ein done in kli mitachshit. We can only learn from the Klei HaMishkan, but we cannot learn from the Bigdei Kahuna. We also cannot learn from the Zer, which was even smaller, Zer Mashehu, it had no minimum shear. Even the slightest height was acceptable for the Zer, because Don the Klei Mekli, Ben Don the Klei Mehechshir Kli. We can only learn from a vessel, but we cannot learn from an accessory. However, the Gemara asks, Masgeres Nami Hechshir Kli Hu, the Masgeres was also only an accessory of the Shulchan. Therefore, the Gemara says, Dan and Dabr Shanasn by Tyre Mida, Midavr Shanasn by Tyre Mida, Vayechichu Tzitz Vizer Shaloy Nasnam and Tyre Mida Klau. We can only learn from a Kli for which the Torah explicitly gives a measurement, but we cannot learn from Tzitz, nor from Zer for which the Torah did not explicitly give a measurement. Rav Huna says we know that the Kaparis is 1 Tefach thick because the Pasuk says, Al Paneha Kaparis Kedma, the face of the Kaparis, Ve'im Panim Pachis Mitavach. There is no human face less than the tefach tall. Here too, the Gemara proceeds to eliminate other possible faces. We cannot compare it to a larger face because tefasta merubah loy tefasta, tefasta mu tefasta. We cannot compare it to a smaller face, for example, the face of a small bird, because Rav Huna actually has a gzeirah shava of al panei hakapiris and me'ez panei yitzchok aviv that would compare it to a human face. And we learn that a human face is minimally a tefach from al hakapiris yu panei hakruvim. Amr of Achbar Yaakov, Gemiri ein pene kruvim chusim mitafach. The faces of the kruvim were minimally a tefach. Umay kruv, Amr bavo kiravya, she came bebovel currently anuka ravya, like the face of a child. The Gemara has now shown conclusively that the total height of the Aron v'Kaparis was 10 tefachim, from which we derive the required height of a sukkah to be a minimum of 10 tefachim. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Umimay dechalola asara bar mesechacha. Ema Bahadi Sakha. As Rashi explains, Dilmi Bahadi Sakha ki Aron Mikapiris. How do we know to require an inside height of 10 tefachim without the schach? Maybe it should be 10 tefachim including the schach, similar to the Aron Mikapiris. Because of this challenge, the Gemara cites a new source for the 10 tefachim requirement. Mamet sinu bebeis elamim, kruvim b'shlish habayis hein emdim mishkanami, kruvim b'shlish habayis hein emdim. The Brisa says that the tops of the kruvim, both in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, came to a third of the height of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Beis HaMikdash, the ceiling was 30 amas high, and the kruvim reached a height of 10 amas. In the Mishkan, the ceiling was 60 tefachim high. Since the Kerushim were 10 amas tall, which at 6 tefachim per amah translates to 60 tefachim, and the Kruvim reached a height of 20 tefachim. If we deduct the 10 tefachim of the Arim v'Kapayrus, the Kruvim of the Mishkan were 10 tefachim high. Now, the Pasuk says, V'hoyu ha-Kruvim persik k'nefayim l'mala, seichim b'chanfeyim ala Kapayrus. The Kruvim spread their wings, thereby sheltering the Kapayrus. Kari rachmona schacha l'may l'masar. The word seichichim shares the same root as schach. The Torah calls something that provides shelter a sukkah when there is 10 tefachim of protected airspace. We know that their wings were just above their heads because the pasuk says lamala above and not lamala lamala high above. The Gemara challenges the opinion that the Arin and Kaparis were a total of 10 tefachim high because it only works according to a mayor who says kol amas hoyu beinuyis. The amas used to measure vessels in the Mishkan were beinuyis. Average amas, containing 6 tefachim. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, amas shel binyan shesha tefachim v'shel kelim chamisha, the amas for utensils were only 5 tefachim. The Aron v'Kaparis were a total height of only 8.5 tefachim. The Aron, whose height was 1.5 amas, and since an amas is 5 tefachim, translates to 7.5 tefachim plus Kaparis tefach for a total of only 8.5 tefachim tall. Now, since the Kruvim of the Mishkan reached a height of 20 tefachim, they must have been 11.5 tefachim high, which would mean that a sukkah needs 11.5 tefachim to be kosher. The Gemara concludes that according to Yehuda, we indeed do not learn the sukkah's minimum height from the kruvim. Rather, it is halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai, an oral tradition handed down to Moshe at Har Sinai with no scriptural source. The Amr b'chir b'ashi, Amr Rav, shiurin, chatzitzin, mechitzin, halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. Measurements, interpositions regarding immersion in the mikvah, and rules of partitions are all halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai.